It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Spirits, Bobby's Downtown, Hoodoo Brewery, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Hello, Fairbanks. David Prues here, and we are going to have fun. This is a Saturday show that airs at 11 and 5:30 on a Saturday. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a Sunday through next Saturday food menu, locations that you can have a breakfast, a lunch, or a dinner at. Now, these locations will only be in the city of Fairbanks city limits. I'm a townie. I spend a lot of time downtown where my office is, so there's a lot of concentration down there. There's a lot of fun stuff that you might know or might not know about that we're going to bring up. But be it a breakfast, a lunch, or a dinner, there's going to be something through this week for everyone, something for all of you to try. Tomorrow, Sunday, week two of the football season, guys. Yes, that's right. We're already in week two. And I've got a place for you to try. Fenders, 636 28th Avenue, football on the venue. They have so many good breakfast choices. On a Sunday, they open up at 9 o'clock during the season. They might close later on after the 4 o'clock game at 8 o'clock. But they have so many good things for you to try for breakfast. They have one of the best things you're going to have. It's called the Fort Wainwright Scrambler. What they do is it's a skillet. They take a nice amount of sautéed onions, peppers, potatoes, mix in some good seasoning, put that in the skillet, heat the skillet up. On top of the skillet, they put three eggs, however you want it. You want it scrambled, you want it sunny side up, you want it over easy. Boom. There you have. And then what they do is they put a delicious helping of pepper jack queso cheese over it that melts into it. And it's just outstanding. Now, they have a great breakfast here, but they have some other really good things that you got to try. Their biscuits and gravy. Everyone loves biscuits and gravy. You got to try their biscuits and gravy. I love Eggs Benedict. They have a fabulous Eggs Benedict, the poached egg served on a English muffin. Oh, but they put on ham, which is very good, and it's topped with their hollandaise sauce. And it's served with your choice of potatoes. You want hash browns or home fries? There you go. Full order is $11. Half order, they'll even sell you a half order for $7. But they also have the breakfast burrito, which is really good. And then they have another thing that I just really like, the Monte Carlo. Think of a Monte Cristo, but this is a Monte Carlo because it's with wonderful, wonderful French toast wrapped with thinly sliced bacon and turkey, served with Swiss cheese. Oh, it's a very incredible meal. Now, if you're getting there late, they got a good lunch menu too. And I love chicken wings. I love chicken wings. And what happens when I go there is I always go towards their chicken wings because I believe they have the best in town. Top five anyway, but I always fault towards their chicken wings because they're so darn good. You got to try their chicken wings. They come in 1 pound or 2 pound sets, and they are so good. They have great sandwiches there. All sorts of burgers and sandwiches. They have the Fender, the Firebird, the War Pig. Have you ever thought of a sandwich called the War Pig? Well, there you got it. They have an incredible French dip, too. You like a French dip? They got that. They have a very tasty cheesesteak, and they have fish tacos. So if you're looking for your Sunday breakfast or lunch, there you go. This is where we start. It is now Monday morning. Our wonderful weekend is over. We got to head to work. But, you know, if you go to downtown Fairbanks, is the Crêperie. Yvonne, he established it in 2014, and they have a breakfast crêperie, a lunch crepe, there's so many wonderful styles. My favorite is the egg, cheese, and mushroom crepe. Cost me $10. Nice atmosphere. Great cup of coffee. And the thing about it is, when you go and order the food there, Yvonne's going to be cooking it for you. The owner cook, who this is a great guy, hard worker, clean restaurant, wonderful tables, great service. You got to try the Creperie for breakfast or lunch. They have such a wide variety of crepes. They have the savory crepes, I'm sorry, the Mediterranean, the Crepe Genovese. They even have a Cuban crepe. That's ham, Swiss cheese, pickles, and yellow mustard. They have the Crepe Provenance, which is fresh basil, cheese, prosciutto, fresh tomatoes. They have the Reuben crepe, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, Thousand Island dressing, and roast beef. My goodness. They have a crab milk crepe, a tomato basil crepe, all sorts of breakfast crepes. Cheese and eggs and bacon, cheese, eggs, and ham. The one I always have, cheese, eggs, and mushrooms. Then they have a great set of coffee drinks there. A full set. Now, here's the thing that most people know. They have a full liquor license there. If you want a cocktail, an adult beverage, a beer, you can have that there at the Creperie. It's a wonderful downtown location between 2nd and 3rd Avenue next to the co-op building. And my goodness, it's something you can do very easy and very good. Now we move into Monday evening. Monday Night Football. That's right. Monday Night Football starts at 4 o'clock. And a great place to go is the Banks Ale House. They have approximately 40 Alaskan beers on tap ready for you from all the different breweries around the state of Alaska. And they have a great menu depending on what you want. Do you want pizza? Great pizza. Do you want small little appetizer plates? You can get the fried calamari, the chili con queso, chicken wings. Great wings there too, believe me. Buffalo cheese fries. Oh, fries that are covered with white cheddar cheese, sauce, diced bacon, buffalo meat, topped with tomatoes, scallions, and jalapenos, served with a cider ranch. Now, that's something to get. That is good. Now, they also have a great slider menu there. They have the Reindeer Link sliders. They have their Roadhouse beef patties, two meatballs. They have the thinly sliced steaks. They have the tender pulled pork sliders. If you want just a salad, they got the chef salad, baby spinach salad, spicy shrimp salad, kale Caesar salad. They have a French wedge. I love their French wedge. A quarter head of iceberg lettuce, crisp smoked bacon, Asiago cheese, red onion, grape tomatoes, and French dressing. It's wonderful. You want a burger there? They got great burgers. They got the classic burger. They have a teriyaki salmon burger, a buffalo burger. They got the ultimate southern burger, which is a beer-battered, breaded classic patty, crispy lettuce, sliced tomato, mayonnaise, bacon, pickled jalapenos, topped with an over-easy egg and mother ale cheddar queso. Now that's a burger. Oh, you want a fried chicken sandwich? You want a steak sandwich? You want the halibut tacos? You got it. You want more of a dinner? I love ribs. St. Louis-style ribs. Ribeye steak. Or the 12-ounce New York steak. You want something from the ocean? Seared salmon fillet or the halibut and chips dinner. Then they got the menu with the desserts and everything. It's a great place for Monday night. Watch some football, have a great beer, and see what they have. It is now Tuesday, and one of my favorite things is at the El Dorado restaurant is Taco Tuesday. On right next to the Creperie, next to the co-op building, on 2nd and 3rd Avenue entrances. And on Tuesday, they have Taco Tuesday, where their tacos are half price. They have great tacos. They have six different styles of tacos there. They're so good, every type you could want. Yet, it's a 2-for-1 spot. Go in there, you get two tacos for $3.50. Oh, get four tacos for $7. A nice beverage, be it a beer on tap, or I always get, I'm there during the day for at lunch, I always get their nice tea. But here's the secret about it. If you're not going to get their tacos, they got these great tapas and their crispy flautas. It's a deep-fried flautas. You can get it with beef or steak, and they're huge. They're big. It's a two-meal meal, and they come with five different dips to dip it in. You got to go by there, the El Dorado, on a Tuesday. Get their tacos, and if you're not there on a Tuesday, get their flautas, and that's their secret. Oh, we're in Tuesday evening, and we got to go to the Lat 65 Brewery. Brand new. It's been open less than a year. They took the old athletic club over there off Eagle Street at 150 Eagle Street, and they created a beautiful brewery. Now, when they built this out, I was on the city council, and Zeb Mabee, incredible person, real estate broker. He owns Summit Real Estate. Great guy. He took this old building, and him and his investors, they made it beautiful. It is a beautiful work of art. You got to go in there and see this. So we're going through his application for a brewery license, and I'm giving him all these softball questions. How much have you spent? How long has it taken? How long was the city vacant? How long was the building vacant? Everything. He had spent a year of his life working on this. So I said, okay, I'm going to vote in favor of this. But now that I've got that disclosed, this is what I want you to do. Could you please make a Scottish ale? And he said, yes. They make a fantastic Scottish ale, one of the best I've ever had. 6.5% alcohol, low in bitterness, but rich in malt sweetness. It's a creamy ale with hints of chocolate. They have so, I do not like, you know, the IPA. I'm not an IPA guy. I love the Scottish ale. They have so many good beers there that are brewed on site. And they have a great Pilsner. I love their Pilsner. And you can get these in 4, 9, 16-ounce servings. I always get the 9-ounce serving. Get one, two at the most, and I'm out of there. But at the same time, it's a Tuesday evening, and they have food service there. And their food service changes out every day, but on a Tuesday, it's the Early Bird Baking Company. This is important because they do a great food service there. They have a menu. And the number one seller is their fried chicken sandwich. If you ever taken a look at this, have you ever seen a, like the big 6-7 inch burger bun that has the pounded out chicken breast sandwich that is seasoned in southern spices, then deep fried, then is coated, has topped with pickle, their special sauce and lettuce. And it overhangs by 3 to 4 inches over the hamburger bun. That is what you get there. It's incredible. Then they also have a great cheeseburger. Oh, and that fried chicken sandwich, $10. They have a cheeseburger, an incredible cheeseburger, $9. Eye of the Tiger, it's a steak sandwich. They also have the chicken claw. That's a chicken breast sandwich. Very, very good food, great beer, great location, great atmosphere, clean, beautiful, brand new. You got to go in there and try that food service and beverage. And with that, Fairbanks, we are going to take a break to listen to our sponsors.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember. With help from Gavora's Fine Wine. Gavora's selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavora's has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavora's Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Things are coming back around, and it's time to celebrate. So do it with friends at Bobby's Downtown, with an amazing selection of Greek and Mediterranean cuisine, along with loads of your American favorites, plus one of the finest bars in all of Fairbanks. Bobby's Downtown, where everyone is family. Don't forget their amazing lunches during the work week, and check out their fantastic daily specials and amazing drinks. It's all at Bobby's Downtown, one of the best things about downtown Fairbanks. On 2nd Avenue, that's Bobby's Downtown. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Pruse here, and we are going through a week of food and locations around the city of Fairbanks. We're in the city limits, and we're concentrating in the downtown area. And it's a Wednesday. It's hump day. But at Big Daddy's, they have Wild Wing Wednesday. We've all been there. You go in there and you get, as you want two wings, you want 10 wings, no matter what they are, no matter how you order them, no matter what toppings you have on them, same price, $1.50. It's an incredible meal, and it's the full wing. It's not a little bit of a wing, full wing. Wonderful way to start a lunch or evening dinner. It goes from open to close there. It's a great way to get a value meal. If you want a very nice dinner in downtown Fairbanks on a Wednesday night or any night, go to Bobby's Downtown Restaurant. It's at 609 2nd Avenue, which is basically the corner of 2nd and Barnett. They have a great restaurant there. They have wonderful pizza, some of the best pizzas in town that no one really knows about. Dinners from their charbroiler. They have the filet mignon, the rack of lamb, the lamb chops, the ribeye steak, the New York sirloin steak. They have the beef souvlaki, the pork souvlaki, the prawn souvlaki, the prawn and scallop souvlaki. They have great seafood, broiled seafood, broiled, which includes swordfish and halibut and garlic prawns. They also have a seafood fettuccine. So if you want a really good seafood in downtown Fairbanks, this is the location. Now, here's the secret about Bobby's. If you want a great meal at a great price, they have this bar top special. They have a menu that changes daily, but they got 6 or 7 different items for $10.75, and they don't take substitutions. You want the spaghetti or the lasagna, depending what night it is, the wings, a great burger that is a bacon burger with french fries, one of the best in town. That's the secret of Bobby's. And not many people ever go in there for the bar top special, but here, that's where you go. We're going into Thursday. You know, you have to have a good breakfast. And one of the secret spots of Fairbanks is located on the corner of Van Horn Industrial Ave and Industrial Avenue, the Hot Spot Cafe at 3513 Industrial Avenue. Do you like a chicken fried steak with gravy? Best one in town, right there. Get the eggs how you want it, and I always get it with eggs over easy and sourdough toast. Now, here's the secret about this spot. The Hot Spot Cafe has 2 people who work there. They have 1 waitress and 1 cook. And they give the best service that you're going to get. They're incredible. They're fast. They're attentive. They take care of you. Coffee's flowing. Orders up. And it's a work of art. to go in there and see two people who do such a good job at what they do. It really is. We're at Thursday evening. We're going to go to Giraldo's at 701 College Road. Gary and his family, they've created a very, very fine dining establishment there. I love their pizzas. I love just sitting in there, enjoying myself, having a nice glass of wine. The bartender, that's his daughter. Now, here's something you don't know. When they first opened up, his daughter was 1.5 years old. And they're going through the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. They're going through their kitchen inspection. They had a perfect score, 100. But the inspector dinged them 2 points because he had his daughter in a baby basket in the kitchen, and that is not supposed to happen. But that's how long that family has been doing it. Now she's, you know, Gary and his wife are grandparents, and the daughter, the bartender, she's a wonderful parent. They have such great things there. One of my favorites is their meatball parmesan pizza. It's a great one. They have the Leaning Tower of Pizza. They have the Hawaiian Vacation Pizza. And yes, I believe that you can put pineapple on a pizza and you put it with Canadian bacon. Oh my goodness. Now, they have many styles of pizza, but they also have great antipasta there, which is basically your appetizers. They have sauteed mushrooms. They have calamari, escargot, flatbreads, homemade garlic bread, stuffed shrimp, steamer clams. They got great salads. They got the Caesar salad, spinach salad. They have these calzones that are wonderful. Do you like a calzone? You like a baked Italian sandwich with sausage in it and good Italian marinara sauce? This is where you go. So many things to get there. They have great fettuccine alfredo, stuffed shells Florentine, baked lasagna. One of my favorites there is a pollo marsala, their chicken marsala, which is a chicken breast sauteed in olive oil with mushrooms and onion in a savory marsala wine sauce. Oh, you got to go there. Simple as that. Oh, you want something from the meat side? They got the ribeye Siciliano. They got the New York Siciliano. They got the ribeye scampi. They have a New York and scampi. They have the veal marsala. This is a true Italian restaurant that you got to go try and enjoy. Family operated from beginning to end. Your hostess is Mrs. Falls. Your owner is Mr. and Mrs. Falls. And your bartender is the daughter. Anyway. So, hey, we're coming into Friday. We're coming into the weekend. Have you ever been to the Blue Roof restaurant there on 13 Timberland Drive? Carla is an incredible cook. She's designed the menu. It's all hers. Everything that is there is homemade from Carla. She has wonderful prep cooks that she works with, a great atmosphere. Oh, my goodness. They have such a great menu. They're little bites, they call it, appetizers. They have fries, cheesy black bean bowl, jalapeno boats, chicken skewers, the quesadilla. The quesadilla is a meal in itself, and it's only $10. They have the chicken and black bean empanadas. Oh, my goodness. They have a soup of the day. You want a cup for $3 or a bowl for $5. They have great sandwiches. Grilled garlic cheese sandwich, the BLT, the Union Cheeseburger, one of my favorites. It's a natural house-made all-beef burger, fried leeks, crisp bacon, melted cheddar, tomato, lettuce, garlic mayo on a toasted potato bun. I love a burger on a potato bun because it's so soft, so chewy. They also have the chipotle chicken. They have the fully loaded veggie. They have the shrimp tacos. I always go for the shrimp tacos too. They have the bacon macaroni and cheese. They have a kids menu. You want a hot dog, macaroni and cheese, cheese quesadilla. So wonderful. Great place, great atmosphere, great place to be on a Friday for lunch. Now, it's Friday. It's been a long week. Now, here's what I want you to do Friday evening. They open up at 4, but we're going to go to Goldie's. We're going to go to Cocktails at Goldie's. They're at 659 Fifth Avenue. So you're going from Cushman Street, you're walking down Fifth Avenue, and you're going just past the old MUS office building there, and you're taking a passageway back. On the back side of the old fire station is Goldie's, and they run it out of an Airstream, 1955 silver Airstream. They don't get to, you're not going to order a cocktail. They have a signature cocktail that day, and that's what everyone gets. And their signature cocktails are wonderful. It is so much fun. They have such a great atmosphere. They've taken a concept, and they can take the Airstream and go to different locations. But on a Friday night from 4 to 6, this is what we're doing, and this is what we're going. Then we're going to go walk back on the other side of Cushman Street on 4th Avenue, and we are going to go to the Jazz Bistro at 529 4th Avenue. Have you ever enjoyed Cuban food? Well, this is the real McCoy. This is legit. This is fun. These people are right across from my office where I work. I see them working hard every day. They're expanding it. They have such a great menu. The famous Media Noche Cuban press sandwich, which is pork, ham, pickles, Swiss cheese. It's a hot press sandwich. Oh, they have the Locha Biaraca tender pork. They have specialty drinks. They have tapas. They have pasta seasoned with pollo frito and organic vegetables. They have creamy pasta with El Mojo shrimp. They have the chicken El Mojo panini sub. They have the pernil cubano pork tender sandwich. They have pork sliders. They have the delicious steak pressed sandwich there. They have the panini pressed vegetarian sandwich. They have the bistec El Mojo cubano meal. They have the creamy pasta El Mojo shrimp. So much fun stuff. And they also have the shrimp a la de limon de mojo. They have the salmon Cuban style. So many things. Such good food. You got to try this. And then, after about 9 o'clock at night, they start playing jazz for you. That's right. Hey, it's Saturday. We're going to Salty's for breakfast or lunch. Best Eggs Benedict in town. They have the salmon. You can get salmon eggs Benedict, Caprese eggs Benedict. You can get the red velvet waffle, the chicken and waffles, the crab cake eggs Benedict, the cheesy grits, the biscuits and gravy with eggs, one of my favorites. You got the steak and eggs, the breakfast sandwich, avocado toast. There are so many good things to have there. And for sandwiches, they have the BLT, the Reuben, the mother of all subs, the buffalo chicken wrap. So good. It's Saturday night, and we're stopping for dinner at the library, which is at 603 Lacey Street. A great place to go. If you've not been to the library, go there. You got to make a reservation. Make a reservation a day or two in advance, even to get a seat at the bar. They have such wonderful shareables with the roasted sweet potato wedges, the roasted shishito peppers, the crispy Brussels sprouts. Even I like their Brussels sprouts. So many good things. They have these flatbreads that are so wonderful. You got to try their black flatbreads. My favorite is a caramelized onion and mushroom. Then they have a wonderful, wonderful aspect of a tray of meats or a tray of cheeses that you can get. You got to go there. Fairbanks, this was your week of food. You can go back and listen to this again at KFARradio.com. Go to the audio archives, Fairbanks Foodies, play this back, listen to it a few times. Enjoy your week of food. These are your hints. You have a great day, and I will see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Spirits, Bobby's Downtown, Hoodoo Brewery, and Quality Food Sales.